Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, we have our first post-Tony casualty in the announced closing of the Huey Lewis musical, The Heart of Rock and Roll. Now, it received no nomination, so I guess that's no surprise. Huey Lewis apparently threw himself into promoting the show. Alas, these jukeboxes are no guarantee. Neil Diamond's A Beautiful Noise has done very well, but that one's near the end of its Broadway run. The closing comes at a still challenging time for Broadway, where production costs have risen and attendance has not totally bounced back since the pandemic. There are now 32 shows, many of them losing money each week. A backup is taking a show on the road after a Broadway run, which the big musicals, like the Neil Diamond one, are doing. I would be surprised if Huey Lewis went on the road, but for its investors' sake, I hope it does. Meanwhile, I'm always keeping an eye on the shows being planned for our stages. Manhattan Theater Club has announced three for its upcoming 2024-25 season, all with prestigious names attached. Dakar, I hope I pronounce these right. Dakar 2000 is written by Pulitzer finalist Rajiv Joseph. He's a man behind Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. We Had a World is the latest from Tony nominee Joshua Harmon. Now, he's a guy behind Bad Jews and Prayer for the French Republic, one of my favorites. And Bad Creole, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, K-R-E-Y-O-L, is written by Tony nominee Dominique Morisseau. She's an amazing writer. As for yet another Broadway show, this one coming from London, well, we can pretty much officially look forward to The Motive and the Cue, written by Jack Thorne, directed by Sam Mendes. Now, that one, which I have discussed here, concerns a 1964 Broadway production of Hamlet, by the way, the most successful one in history, which featured Richard Burton and was directed by John Gielgud. Now, I saw the original Hamlet this is based on. I was a little girl, but I still remember being mesmerized by Burton in a black T-shirt. This was what they called a plain-clothed version of Shakespeare. And then, of course, we watched the street line up with people after the show to watch him get picked up in a limo by a woman named Liz. She's a character in this play, too, by the way. As for what I saw here in Los Angeles, where I'm spending some time this past week, there were two small productions. Now, I had not heard of a British writer named Wolf Mankowitz. It's M-A-N-K-O-W-I-T-Z. Well, his play called The Bespoke Overcoat has become a local hit at the intimate Pacific Resident Theater in Venice. This is just over an hour long and deals with an elderly, well, older than that, if you get my drift, Jewish man returning ghost-like to his tailor to get that custom-made coat. It's difficult to describe, but the play is finally about kindness, promises kept, and helping one in need. This may have been the oldest audience I've ever seen. My partner said he never felt so young and so Gentile. Hey, he's a comedy writer. But there, too, you can't help but be impressed by the patrons dressing up for the occasion and supporting a theatrical entity they clearly love. The Bespoke Overcoat has been held over for another weekend at the Pacific Resident Theater. Probably the most secure of the city's venues is the Geffen Playhouse. It has been well curated, rotating between shows from New York like Fat Ham, which just had a run there, and oldies but goodies like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, as well as relatively new works, including the one I just saw there called Tiny Father. Now, in fact, this one started at the Barrington Stage Company back east. It's written by Mike Liu, L-E-W, and directed by Moritz von Stuhlponagel. I'm not even going to spell that one, but he's a very hot director. It's a two-hander about a, shall we say, reluctant new dad. "I'm not ready to be a father," he exclaims up front, with a few expletives undeleted. "No one is," he's told by the nurse. And she helps him through this harrowing experience of watching a very premature baby fight for her life. It's a slim 90-minute piece, but we do get to know these two characters, played engagingly by Maurice Williams and Tiffany Belleron. And we're left with thoughts about how people could grow when under pressure and discover new parts of themselves. It touches a bit on racism, single parenting, and seemingly greedy, if not inhumane, hospital regulations, which many will relate to. Tiny Father may have fit a bit better at the Playhouse's tinier venue downstairs, but so be it. Meanwhile, right now, there are some interesting mixes of media, so to speak, starting with Slave Play, not a movie, a play. That's the title. It's a documentary which offers an inside look at how a production is put together. It centers on a workshop that playwright Jeremy O. Harris convened in 2022 with acting students in New York. Over an intense 2 days, he led them in a reading and deconstruction of his controversial play. It's interesting, though the documentary on HBO Max will not be for everyone, especially if you tire of the word like and how it's used these days. I think like I counted like Jeremy O'Hara saying it like 16 times over like a 5-minute stretch. You like get the idea. Finally, I just wrote an article about a relatively new movement called neuroarts or neuroaesthetics, which makes a connection between supporting as well as doing artistic things and how that truly helps our brain and keeps it strong longer than we thought. Now, California, for one, has been forced to reinstate many of its recent cuts of arts projects to its state budget. This turnaround was due to major public pressure. Well, now leaders of arts organizations in Florida are facing a similar situation, where the governor is threatening to cut many millions from the arts. So send those letters of protest to Governor DeSantis. On the same subject, check out your local PBS station to find Art Happens Here. Now, it features the great actor John Lithgow as he visits a series of children's art classes. It is great fun, and there will be more episodes to come, I believe. Also, Renee Fleming, the great opera star, has a new book out called Music and Mind, M-I-N-D. And this week, the Kennedy Center's Arts Education Conference focuses on sharing promising practices, prioritizing arts education in schools. So, as I said, this is more than a trend. It is a movement. So keep your mind engaged with something artistic, and I'll get mine going, and I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.